Okay, so if we start from problem number 11, where we stopped yesterday. And I have a question written right there for you. What do we do if it doesn't factor nicely? What do we do? No. What kind of problem is that? Problem number 11, what kind of problem is it? What operation?
Division.
It's a division problem. So what do? Polynomial division. Do you guys vaguely recall this? Let's look at polynomial division. All right, so if I had 4,326 divided by 32, if I gave you just that division problem, what would you do? How do you go about this problem? Andrew? Make the little dividing thing. Awesome. Mathematical terms everywhere. This is awesome. A dividing thing. 4,326. 32 on the outside. Do you all know how to long divide?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Sometimes there's a no, occasionally. So let's all practice the long division. So the first thing I'm going to look to do is put 32 into?
43.
How many times is 32 going to 43?
Once.
Oh, yay! Once, 32. Subtract, I get? 11. Bring down the next number, I get it. 2. 32 goes into 112. 3 times, let's try it. What do? I take the 3 times what?
32.
3 times the whole 32. 3 32s is 96. Subtract, let's see, that would be 10. Oh, no, good Lord, I'm losing my mind. 16?
Yep.
Drop a 6. 32 goes into 166, ballpark it?
5.
Oh, almost. What do I do with the 6?
Bring it
straight down to 0.
It's just a remainder, right? And if it is a remainder, it is a number that 6 that can't be divided by 32, right?
6 over 32.
Yeah, 135 and 6 over 32, or 135 and 3 over 16. Okay. So let's look at division. Okay. So with polynomial long division, the first thing we did was we looked at the 32 with the 43. And believe it or not, when you first learned this, your teachers actually had you look at the idea of the 3 and the 4, and the 30 and the 40. Don't worry about the little bits, but you looked at the 30, you looked at the 40, and you said, okay, about how many times? A lot of people kind of ballpark, and they'll say, well, 30 is smaller than 40, but that's not a 60, so I'll just try it once. You're looking at general numbers. I'm going to do the same thing. We look at the first term. Don't worry about the minus 3 yet, compared to the first term. How many times can x go into x squared?
X.
Just x times. You don't mean 2 times it, but x times it, because there are 2 x's. Now we multiply the 1 by the entire 32, which means we multiply the x by the entire x minus 3. What do we do next? Subtract. With polynomials, what might it be a little bit easier to do? I don't know if that's a real sentence. What might it be easier to do? Instead of subtracting? Adding the opposite. What do you get when you add the opposite?
13x.
What do we do next? What do we do next in regular division? Bring down the next term. So what are we going to do here? Bring down the minus 40. Okay, and compare x to 13x, just first terms, what do we get?
13.
Positive 13 or negative 13? Yeah, we want it to be the same thing so we can subtract it. So 13x minus 39. I am going to change the signs and add, and I get a remainder of, I get next?
Negative 1.
I get negative 1, and it's a remainder. How do I know it is a remainder? Yeah, x can't go into a negative 1. I mean, I'd be going into fractions, multiplying by negative 1 over x. So I'm going to call this a minus 1 that cannot be divided by the x minus 3. That's a division problem.
So we're not done.
Well, we are done. I'm going to show you something, though. Let's go. So let me go to my...
Wait, so is that the overall answer?
That's the overall answer. That is the division answer. What would happen if you didn't factor the top? Let's say you had a problem where the top actually factored, but you didn't think about that, and you simply did long division. What would happen?
There would be no fraction.
What?
There would be no fraction in your answer.
Yeah, and what is that fraction also called?
Remainder.
No remainder. There's no remainder. If something divides in evenly, there's no remainder. Okay, so let's look at this problem. What was it again? X squared, I'm gonna show you what this looks like on a picture. X squared plus 10x minus 40 divided by x plus 3.
X minus 3.
Okay, what is the answer?
X plus
13
minus 1 over x minus 3.
Good, okay. If I look at just x plus 13, what is x plus 13? A graph of a line, a linear expression with a slope of? You guys don't know slopes?
1,
the number in front of the x, y equals mx plus b, and what's the y-intercept?
13.
I'm not going to be able to see it here, I think. Let's see. Let's expand this. Let's come out a little bit. Now this looks a little weird. I'm going to graph the line. It's going to be a different color, x plus 13. Okay. And let me zoom in right here. Okay. And don't worry about this vertical thing. There's a vertical line at x equals 3 because in the original problem, x can't equal 3. But you see how this is the line x plus 13? Okay, that red line is the line x plus 13. The answer is x plus 13 minus 1 over x minus 3. So at x equals 4, it'll be 4 plus 13 minus 1. At 5, it'll be 5 plus 13 minus 1/2. At 6, it'll be 6 plus 13 minus 1/3. What's happening to that remainder as x gets bigger and bigger and bigger?
Smaller.
Gets smaller. Now, you see how here at x equals 4, it's about this far apart? Where is it? Oh, it's 1 unit apart. But now it's only 1/2 unit apart. Now it's 1/3 of a unit apart, 1/4 of a unit apart, 1/5 of a unit apart. That's really what's happening, is you're getting usually an expression that may be a line or a parabola that's a little bit off from the actual line. It's off by 1 over x minus 3. All right. I mean, that's pictorially what's happening. You're used to, okay, I'm just going to do division because they told me to do division, but this is really what's happening. So let's look back. Try that problem. problems? Oh, maybe not.
Yeah.
Why are we having trouble? Let's start this out. X, that would be x cubed, x to the fourth minus x cubed. What happens?
You need to put a filler.
A filler or a placeholder. When there's a term missing, how do you tell? You start at the high power and you count down. High power of 4, what do you next expect to see? Do I see a 3?
No.
Put a placeholder. If there's ever a missing term, you need to put in a placeholder.
0 x cubed.
I would put 0 in instead because I've seen people take 0 x cubed plus 5 x cubed and make it 6 x cubed because they see the x cubes. Now, you may not do that, but I would suggest that I've been teaching longer than all of you have even been on this earth. You may want to take heed my advice. Put a 0 in, not a 0 x squared cubed. Messes people up. When you are done, cheat off the person next to you. Make sure they're right. If they're wrong, tell them. Politely, but tell them. Cheat, cheat, cheat. No remainder.
Wait, I don't. Laura.
Compare your work line for line for what I have. How did I?
Look, hold on. Give me a second.
Okay. Find that thought. Lasso it.
If on the first step, isn't it x to the fourth minus x to x cubed?
Yeah, and then I changed the signs and added.
Okay.
Because I make mistakes with subtracting, I'd rather change these signs and add. Laura?
Okay, so I get how you got the x cubed plus 3x squared.
Yes.
But then, what do you then try to get the x into?
Well, you try compare first term to first term.
Huh.
Yes. Yeah, right? It's regular division. You're looking at 32 and 68 and kind of saying, well, 60s, 30s, and 60s, about how will it work? Okay, all right. Now, what I'm gonna do is jump ahead to a topic that I don't normally teach right now, but I think because we've got 15 minutes left, I'd rather teach that one also. And this is called synthetic division. Now, you may not use synthetic division unless you use regular division also. You must show me, when it comes around for this test, that you can do both methods. Synthetic division is a really great help, but you have to be able to do the regular division. That shows you really know what's going on. Okay. Synthetic division, has anyone seen synthetic division before? Anyone recognize the name? Okay. Brand new topic for everybody. Let's see if this works. Okay. Synthetic division is long division in another form. So tonight's homework for the weekend, or no, what am I saying? The weekend. Oh, my thought it was Friday. It's Thursday. Tonight's homework is a couple practice problems that are like last night's homework, plus a couple divisions. The divisions you can do both ways. It involves only coefficients and roots, and I'm going to get back to what a root is in a minute. It is shorthand, but it can't be used with quadratic divisors. That means when I divide by quadratics. What's a quadratic? An x squared. It can't be used for quadratics, cubics, anything higher. It can only be used with x to the 1. What's it called, x to the 1, when I'm dividing by something, x minus 3, x plus 7? What's that called? X minus 2. Two terms. Not a monomial, not a trinomial. Binomial, yeah. Okay? It saves time and paper and is a great way to factor with high power greater than 2. That is, powers greater than 4. Don't worry about section 3.7. We'll get to that later. Okay. Now, what we're not going to do this problem. Oh, actually, we will. Let's do long division with this one, but let's do it all together. So, I have x minus 1. Let's practice this one more time, being divided by x cubed plus 3x squared minus x minus 6. So, let's practice. What's the first thing I'm going to multiply by? X squared. That gives me x cubed minus x squared. Again, I'm going to recommend you change the signs and add so that we actually can collect a little bit easier. What do you get?
4x squared.
What are you going to drop down? Good, 4x squared. Drop down a negative x. Okay, Laura, what am I going to multiply next?
You're going to pull up an x.
Well, I drop down the negative x. Now I look at this term with this term.
Yeah.
What do I need to multiply by? X times what will give me 4x squared?
X times
4. 4x.
4x.
Right? I'm just comparing those two.
Okay.
4x times x is 4x squared. And I multiply it by the whole thing, by the negative 1, change the signs and add. What do I get when I add?
3x.
Drop down the? Minus 6. Compare the 3x to the x. What am I going to multiply by? Good. I see that 3x minus 3. Change the signs and add. What's my remainder? So I've got a negative 3 that I can't divide by the x minus 1. Okay, so that's a regular, again, we just practiced long division. Wow, we're getting ready for tonight's homework. Okay, I'm going to show you synthetic division. I'm not going to tell you what it is. Go ahead.
If you get an answer like that, would you factor it?
No, you don't have to. No, don't have to. Okay, now watch. This is the equivalent problem in synthetic division form. I'm not telling you anything till we go through the whole problem. It starts off like that. A little box on the left, like a little half box. I put a 1 in it. And on the right, I put 1, 3, negative 1, negative 6. Look at the problem we just did. Can you tell me where I got the 1, 3, negative 1, negative 6 from? Oh. So the 1 must have to do with the x minus 1 then, right? What does 1 have to do with x minus 1? Can you figure it out? It is the number in front of the x. Let's put it this way. If I was dividing by x minus 2 in the little box, I'd put a 2.
It's the limit.
Not the limit. What's the word?
The number that canceled it out.
The number that canceled, the 0. The 0. Good, good. It's the 0. If I had an x plus 5, what would the number in the little box be?
Negative 5.
Oh, okay. I can do this problem in 3 lines total instead of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 3 lines total. Okay, let's watch. Here we go. We got that. Now I put a bar. I put a bar with a little space. Now watch. It's good. I have this. I think I have this on a little bit of a, like it'll work through. We talked about that. Oh my gosh, it went away. Oh. I lost an entire animation. Poop. All right. All right, watch this. I'm going to go through the animation for you. What did I get as my answer? But what are these? What is this? The what? The coefficients of the answer. And what's this number over here? Now let me show you another one. Because don't worry, I haven't shown you how to get it yet. I haven't shown you how to actually get those numbers. I want to see if you can figure it out. If I was taking the problem x cubed plus 3x plus 5 and dividing it x plus 2, okay? So on the left here in the little box would go?
Negative.
Good. Now what goes on the right? Be careful, I'm trying to trick you.
1, 0, 3, 5.
Now watch what happens here. Nope, next number is not going to be 1. I had a 1 here, I now have a negative 2. I now have a 4. Oh wait, that's wrong, what did I do?
Why does negative 2 go?
Oh, hold on, because.
I think I get it, you multiply.
That's it.
By the number in the box.
That's it, this is the pattern, and I had such a great little animation to go with it. The pattern is, you drop the first number down. This first number that's sitting here, whatever this coefficient is, usually 1, drop it. Then you multiply and then add. That is, I multiplied 1 by 1 and I put it in this spot and I added. I multiplied 4 by 1, I put it in this spot and then I added. I multiplied 3 by 1 and put it in this spot and then add it. Let me work through it on this one. I multiplied 1 by negative 2, put it in this spot, and then add it. Put negative 2 times negative 2 and got 4, and then add it. Put 7 times negative 2 and got negative 14, and then add it. Wow. What is then my answer? I started at an x cubed. I divided by an x. So this is the coefficients of my answer, right? Oh, I did. Here's the animation. The beauty of the synthetic division is you get the coefficients of the quotient plus the remainder. The coefficients of the quotient, meaning this one started it as an x cubed, so my answer was x squared plus 4x plus 3 minus 3 over x blah. So what would this answer be? 1x squared
minus
2x plus 7
minus
9 over. Oh boy. So if you see the problem, okay. Long division, that's a little messy, right? It's kind of long. You're starting it at x to the fifth, which means you're going to be dividing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times at least. You're going to get an x to the fourth, x cubed, x squared, x coefficient. Let's try this synthetically. What goes in the little box on the left-hand side?
3.
Good. The 0 of the denominator. What do I write out on the other side? 1,
0.
I would expect to see an x to the 4th, it's not there. Next,
0.
I would expect to see an x cubed, it's not there.
3,
negative 2,
negative 5.
Draw the big bar, Why do you think I put a vertical line in each of these problems between the second to last and last term so I can find the remainder? Good. Okay. Let's practice. Try it. Remember, the first thing you always do is drop. Multiply, add, multiply, add, multiply, add, multiply, add. It's like a dance. Drop. Multiply, add, multiply, add. You try it. I'll do it here. I'm getting huge numbers. But isn't it nice not to have the x cubed, x squared, and x's attached? What a difference. I find that most students don't find numbers so scary when there aren't x's and y's attached. Are my numbers right? Okay, because I dropped and then multiplied, added, multiplied, added. So what is actually my answer?
X to the fifth.
Careful, x to the fourth, because I started, think about it this way. I'm dividing an x to the fifth by x. I'm going to just automatically start at x to the fourth plus 3x cubed plus 9x squared.
Plus
30x,
plus
88,
plus
259 over x minus 3, plus remainder over divisor. I love this method. We've already done this kind of problem. Now, this is what I want you to do right now. I want you to do this one synthetically. And I'm going to do it by long division. Normally what I do is I split up the class, but we're a little close on time. I want to show you one last concept. You do it synthetically. I'm going to do it long division. Let's see what we get. So what are you going to put in the little box?
One half.
Good. Okay. Did you get 2x squared plus 2x minus 2?
Yeah.
Okay, but look what I got. I got x squared plus x minus 1. Which answer do you think is actually right? Actually, believe it or not, it's that one. The long division is the right one because synthetic division, this is the only thing you have to remember. Synthetic division is based on something that looks like this in the bottom. X minus c. This does not look like that because there's a coefficient in front of 2. But if I divide the 2 out of the top and bottom, I'll get the right answer synthetically. That is, if you take the 2 out and make it x cubed plus 1 half x squared minus 3 halves x plus 7 halves over, take the 2 out of the bottom, x minus 1 half. If you do synthetic division in that form, you'll get the right answer. You could also always remember to divide your answer by that coefficient that you would take out, not the remainder, but divide the answer. So be careful with synthetic division. It's a great shortcut, but it's a rule based on x plus or minus some number in the bottom with no coefficient. If you have a coefficient, you have to be careful. All right, gotta let you go. Sorry, I ran over by 1 minute. Thank you. Have a good day, and I'll see you tomorrow.